As Republican lawmakers push a wave of new voting restrictions in Arizona, they often say it's necessary because their voters don't trust elections anymore. Putting aside that many of those same Republicans continue to spread false claims about the 2020 results, there's one proposal out there to make public every cast ballot in most local and statewide elections. With a closer look, here's KJZZ's Ben Giles.
Republican Senator Sonny Borelli said it's a matter of show, not tell.
We vote in private, but we count in public, and your ballot is a public record, and it should be made that transparent.
He wants to create a searchable database of images of all ballots cast in any given election. That doesn't mean people will know who you vote for. There's nothing on the paper ballot that could tie a specific voter back to that ballot. But Borelli says it's fair to let people see for themselves how voters are filling out those ballots, and to determine for themselves whether those votes were counted properly.
You know, look, we keep locks on doors to keep honest people honest. But, to make sure that the government is operating properly is the citizens' demand.
It's a demand that election officials in some states have already spent the better part of a decade responding to.
You know, if you're not going to provide the images, then what is happening? People are questioning louder and louder that we're trying to hide something from the public.
Mark Early is the election supervisor in Leon County, Florida. Much like Arizona, Florida has a law requiring a sample of ballots be hand-counted after each election, a partial audit designed to review a statistically significant portion of votes. Early took it a step further, with a system that makes an image of each cast ballot a public record. Essentially, ballots are scanned twice, once by a tabulation machine that provides the official results, and once more through a clear audit machine. That system scans ballots into a database and conducts an electronic audit, basically a separate count of all votes using a different program than the one in actual tabulation machines.
So if you're trying to get rid of all concerns about the election or validate that the election was as a whole accurate, it just seemed like a much better way to do this was by doing a 100% audit.
Early said it's important that the system conducts its own analysis of the vote rather than simply hand over ballots to the public. That way, voters know what they're looking for and can count votes themselves.
Essentially, crowdsource their own audits or their own recounts, making sure that they felt that they had all the information necessary to trust the results of the election.
Larry Moore helped develop the system in Florida before he retired as founder of the Clear Ballot Group. The information gleaned from the Clear Audit system helps Florida election officials stay ahead of false claims, something that could be useful in Arizona.
They're creating the infrastructure to counter disinformation. And to the extent that Sonny Borelli's legislation can help do that, then it'll serve a good purpose.
But there's a catch.
If it's done wrong, it basically becomes a kind of an incredible source of disinformation, or it allows the spread of disinformation in ways that are very expensive to try to disprove.
Borelli's idea doesn't include an audit system as comprehensive as what's used in Florida, though it does task the Auditor General's office with creating a new division to do partial reviews of Maricopa and Pima County every election cycle. But without a thorough report following each and every election, Moore fears a repeat of 2021, when Arizona Senate Republicans hired Cyber Ninjas for its so-called audit. Cyber Ninjas and other contractors made numerous false claims about Maricopa County elections based on their flawed analysis of the ballots. Moore and others spent considerable time debunking those claims.
This is asymmetric warfare. I mean, it's very easy to sow disinformation. It's quite difficult to counter it in a reasonable amount of time.
For now, Borelli's legislative efforts to create a ballot database have stalled. Two such bills failed to pass out of the Senate. But an irate Borelli ensured they'll be reconsidered at a later date. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.